Welcome to the Be Happy Now show. Flex your soul connection muscle and be your inner guide to fulfillment and purpose. I'm Claudia Sam. If you know that you're here for a bigger reason, this is the place to be. Together, we ditch the self-care guilt and quit the go, go, go with less fear and more trust. Tune in to living life in alignment with your full potential. The Be Happy Now show starts now. Hi, I'm so glad you're back. This episode today is all about expressing yourself. Have you ever felt when at a time in your life when you either are eating your words or you're stumbling on them or you're not sure how to express yourself and you just want to be able to communicate what you really feel? And there's this other layer about expressing ourselves that I want to touch on today. It's about accessing that deep place inside who you are so that you're able to communicate, to show up in the world as who you truly are and not copying who someone else is, not feeling like you're comparing yourself to someone else and wanting to please others whenever you show up in the world, whenever you are who you are, whenever you say yes or no to something. We're going to explore that together as this episode is all about expressing your capital S self, the wholeness of who you are. If we've never met, my name is Claudia Sam. I'm your soul connection coach, and I support passionate leaders and guides who want to be able to access that passion inside of themselves so that they can express themselves from a place of confidence. And I do that using my tune-in method in my one-on-one and group coaching offerings. And if ever you're interested to know where you are in the tune-in method and how you can apply that to your own life, then I invite you to go see my website. Go check out tuneinmethod.com, tuneinmethod.com, or go to claudiasamsoulcoaching.com and click on the orange button that says start here so that we can give you the free audio guide to help put yourself first. That's a great way to start expressing yourself. And this episode I was inspired by this new person I met this morning at the beach at the end of my street. So there's a lake and we have a private like little club beach place where I can bring my paddleboard. And sometimes I'll just drag my yoga mat and go on the dock like I did this morning. And there was this other person there whom I'd never met. And I started overhearing their conversation on the phone. They were talking about how and this is actually, you know, it's so rare that I can catch someone having these conscious conversations over the phone. And here that person was saying exactly this, that the human that we are operates horizontally in the world. So I got that as if the human operates horizontally in the world, then it probably means like driving and walking and sleeping, right? And he then continued by saying that the being of who we are operates vertically. So I got that as the being, the human being part of who we are, is that portal, that connection from the earth under our feet to the sky, to the divine, to what I like to call the positive energy source. And I was eavesdropping because we were the two only people on the beach and I could hear him while I was practicing yoga. And I thought, wow, I love to see it like that. I love to have that vision that we get to be both at the same time. My chanting teacher, Gina Sella, likes to chant this, both at the same time, both at the same time, human and divine, both at the same time. So I like to remember that because we get to be in the stressors of what the human life can bring on, the worries, the anxiety, the doing part of who we are. And then the beingness that we are is that version of us that gets to access our passion, why we're here, our purpose, the being, and therefore the presence of the present moment. I just thought it was a beautiful way to just to remember, also, if you are curious about the dance between the ego and soul, there is an episode of the Be Happy Now show. Wherever you listen, you can scroll down or up and look for the show that is, or the episode that's called Dancing with Ego and Soul. As I talk about these two polarities or opposites, and what I'm playing with lately in my life is to just be both at the same time, not just one or the other. It's not because we're human that we only have to see through the lens of logic and what makes sense. And rather, we get to also do that, take action. And we also get to take action from a place of being, from a place of alignment, from a place of flow, from that vertical alignment from the earth to the sky, because we are so much more than our bodies. We are so much more than our bodies, than what we see. And so, one of the things that I like to embody is perspective. How do you embody perspective? Well, for example, I like to see it as this, the human and the being, both at the same time. That allows for the perspective. So another way that I like to embody perspective is to actually physically gain perspective. If you can't, just take a plane and go somewhere else to gain that perspective. You could also, here's something that I do. I walk outside my house, because in my house is where I work. That's where I tune in. That's where I live in my house. Pretty much all aspects of my life happen inside my house. And sometimes it can be like, wow, I'm so focused on what I see in front of me. You know, it can also be wherever you live, or this could also be metaphorically, whatever is in front of us in terms of stress, in terms of anxiety, in terms of worry, in terms of the story of he said, she said, they said, you know, we could be so focused and closed in on that being right in front of us. Therefore, I like to go, okay, wait a minute. This is not driving the car. This isn't running the show. I want to be able to gain perspective. So I'll walk out of my house. And I walk to the edge of my lawn, maybe further away. And then I look back, I look behind me, I look at my house. And I remember that the perspective that I had was only within the walls of the house. And that now that I'm outside, I get to access the human being, which is the vertical axis, because I'm connected to the earth and I'm grounded and I feel it. I go barefoot. Of course, if it's winter, I'll put boots on. And I get to look up and look at the beautiful trees and the branches that extend out in space and the leaves that are blooming and growing. And I can see the sky through the branches. And there's my perspective. No longer am I only focused on what I see right in front of me, but I get to turn my head around and see everywhere. And there is where I access the energy of the human being that extends beyond the fingertips. The energy that lives through us. If you've practiced yoga before, you might have heard of the Sushumna Nadi, which is the main energy channel in the body, otherwise known as the backbone. Gosh, what's wrong with my vocabulary? The vertebrae, the Jacob, the spine. Yes. Oh my gosh. Brain, fart. Okay. Thank you. So the spine, the Sushumna Nadi is that main energy current, the main energy channel that travels along the spine. And from that place, it travels everywhere in the body. There's many different ways to access the energy in the body. You could have heard of Reiki. You could have heard of Qigong, yoga. There are so many different ways to access the energy in the body. And it's just like stepping outside of the house, where we gain perspective, and it's not only contained in the house or in what you see in front of you, right in front of your eyes, like the stress, the anxiety, the worry, the story, like I said, of the he said, she said, they said. And rather, the energy circulates beyond the flesh of the body. It circulates and goes and extends beyond the fingertips. This is the extent to which you get to express your full self as well. When we get to step out of this container that we think we are, therefore the body, and this is how we can show up in the world just as the horizontal human. We can show up and express ourselves through the clothes we wear, through the makeup we put on, through the belongings that we purchase and that we surround ourselves with. We can identify ourselves and express ourselves through the movies and TV shows we watch, the what we post on some social media, the things we eat, the hobbies we have. This would be us being in our full humanity, with what it comes with, the expression. It could also go to the extent of, oh, how am I fully expressing when I'm feeling a human emotion of worry and doubt and anxiety? Am I staying inside the containers of the quote unquote house in this situation, therefore really staying in the human experience and thinking that these emotions have power over me? Or am I willing to step out of this house, of this space, of the physical body, and feel how the energy extends beyond and how we get to express ourselves beyond only what we see? What would that look like, right? What would it look like to not just see the stress and the worry and the doubt for what it is? Well, when we get to connect to that energy being that we are, we get to set boundaries. You know, we get to say yes or no to things from a place of what aligns with us, not from a place of, oh, I'm going to say yes to this because it's going to make them really happy, but it's going to really drain my energy. If that would be making a decision from the humanness of, I need to please others and stay in this narrative that I've created in my mind that I need to please people to be good enough, for example. When we set boundaries from a being point of view, we set boundaries from that vertical alignment, from that purpose, from that passion, from that energy that extends beyond the fingertips. Another way to express your being self is through being in full presence with the present moment. When you are experiencing the present moment and you are full force right here, right now, feeling in the body, even maybe feeling the heartbeat. Try that right now. Feel your heartbeat. Huh. It's a little bit harder. Okay, let's place the hands. Okay, I can feel the heartbeat. There you are, bringing your awareness into the presence of the now, accessing that being in the presence, because you are not engaging in a story of the should and the need to and the future thinking, nor are you engaging in a story of, oh, I really should have said this, or I really should have done that, right? That would be engaging a story of the past. And it's taking you away from the present moment. And therefore, it brings you back to the horizontal humanness living, which is not right or wrong or bad here. I'm not saying we should always live vertically. I'm a human. And if I was not a human, I would not be able to share the Be Happy Now show with you. Okay. By the way, you're listening to the Be Happy Now show with your soul connection coach, Claudia Sam. And if you're at all curious about how to express yourself from a place of being instead of a place of doing and human and staying stuck in the stress and the worry and the doubt and the anxiety, I am so excited to keep sharing the dance between the ego and soul on my personal Facebook page until July 15th or until July 14th, I believe. So if you want to just play with me, come and let's friend each other on Facebook so that you can be part of the experience and notice those two ways of living life as a human. That'd be really fun to meet you there as well. And so we're just talking about how we get to express our being self through being in the present moment and also stepping into your authenticity instead of borrowing someone else's. Like we were just saying, that you get to say yes to something that will align with your purpose, that will raise your energy vibration instead of drain it, because that would be coming back to the human level of, I'm just going to please other people. And that can also show up when we start comparing ourselves. When we compare ourselves to the way other people are living and we're saying, oh man, why am I not that way? I wish I was like them. We are totally arriving in the human experience and we are forgetting that actually we are here to express ourselves in the way that we are uniquely created and made. For example, this morning I woke up out of bed. It was 7:12, I think. And I started stretching in bed and I felt really alive. And yet I felt pretty lazy in my bed on a Monday morning. Some Mondays I can be really excited and some more Mondays I can be just more chill and giving myself some space. And a few minutes after I woke up, I wanted to feel inspired. So I logged into Insight Timer. And of course, this is how the human experience sometimes takes us on a morning. Normally, full disclosure, this is not how I usually run my life. I like to not take my phone before I have connected to that vertical axis of who I am as a being. But this morning was different. There are the both at the same time again. So I connected with someone I truly love who was out and about already in her day, and she was already holding space for me. And I thought, man, it's 1 hour behind for her and she's already up and going. And what's wrong with me? That thought came in. That is when we get to the human level and we forget, wait a minute. I chose to be in alignment with my being by stretching in bed, by being conscious of the present moment, by listening to and tuning into what I needed in the moment, and I needed to be inspired. And there I was, I just got inspired. There's no judgment. As soon as we enter the judgment, oh, there we go. We go into the human experience and we forget to express our big S, capital S self. And we just stay stuck on like the ego level, the horizontal level of living life, which again is not wrong. We get to be both. And myself, I just want to live life in alignment with my soul. Hence, I'm your soul connection coach. And I play and I dance between both of those energies all the time. I wouldn't be your soul connection coach if I wasn't dancing with this and expressing myself and both at the same time. Okay. I do walk the talk. I really do. And so we're talking about expressing the wholeness of who we are. And this also means how you show up in the world with the people around you. So if you are a parent and or you are like me hosting communities and being a teacher or a guide or a leader in a community where you have other people around you, are you willing to anchor into who you really are instead of plugging into like social media first thing in the morning, for example? That would be plugging into the horizontal humanness level, where if you're here to inspire, can you do it from a place of purpose, from a place of that energy that extends beyond your fingertips? Before we move on in the expressing of your being from that place of self, let's feel it together, shall we? Bring your hands together and start to rub them, please. I like to do this, especially after a meditation. I like to end the meditation by remembering, recreating, connecting with the energy that I already have within me and outside me. That is like gaining the perspective from a let's just do it right now kind of way. If you don't want to step out of your house, you get to connect in with the energy that you are surrounded by and the energy that is within you. And here, notice if your shoulders are way up to your ears and can you relax them down and untuck the belly and unclench the jaw? Ooh, we're getting an arm workout at the same time. Okay, slow it down. Keep the hands touching. Oh, it's already starting to vibrate for me and my hands. And don't worry if you're not feeling much, there's nothing wrong with you. I'm going to tell you a story after. This is still working. You're still engaging in the energy. You're still like turning up the knob. It's like turning the light switch on. That's what you're doing right now. So gently stop, keep your hands together touching. Notice, can you feel any vibration between your hands? Can you feel like static a little bit? For me, if I could hear a sound, it would probably sound like from here. Can you separate the hands like an inch or a few centimeters apart? Does it feel like a push and pull sensation? Does it feel empty? Does it feel full? What is your experience right now? Can you widen the hands a little bit more and still hold that energy? Notice how it extends beyond your fingertips. It extends beyond the extremity or outline of your physical body, beyond the skin. Can you separate your hands a little bit wider and still feel the energy between the palms? This is the energy. You can keep stretching it and just play to the extent at which you can bring that energy and still feel it. In the practice I love, it's called Qigong. It's Qi means energy, and it's a tradition from China. And this is where we get to feel the energy radiating all around us. So if you're standing or wherever you are, can you bring your arms by your side, palms face forward? If you're sitting, palms up on your thighs, can you imagine that this vibration that was sitting and living inside the palms of your hands, can you feel it or imagine that it was traveling all over and around your body? Like a halo or an aura of vibration. That is you accessing another perspective. That is you living in the vertical of the human being. Are you willing to express yourself from this place of vibratory energy? Because this is what you are. You are this energy. How would life look like for you if you were to operate from this place of energy? Would you respond differently to stress, anxiety, worry? Would you stay stuck in the stories of he, they, she, said? Would you feel less judgmental and more open? What would it look like for you to express yourself from this place of positive energy source, of divine guidance, of being instead of doing? Take a deep breath in and out. Are you willing to show up in the world with those around you as a healer, a leader, or a teacher? From that place to educate people from that energy instead of staying in an otherwise known triangle called the Karpman triangle of the victim, persecutor, and rescuer. When we are stuck in the victim, persecutor, or rescuer triangle, we are living and choosing to express ourselves from the humanness horizontal axis, which doesn't make it wrong. It gets to be a place we get to choose from. We can operate from that at times, and we can also choose to at times be both at the same time, be the healer, leader, teacher. We can educate and really fully express the essence of who we are from a perspective, kind of bird's eye view, the energy from a vibration point of view. Are you willing to express yourself from that place and to make conscious choices to come back to the present moment every time you find yourself stuck in the story of the worry and of the doubt and of the anxiety? What will you align yourself with so that you cannot stay stuck in a tornado of feelings and respond from that place and instead act into the world from a place of determining confidence that the stress, the anxiety, the worry, the story, they don't have power over you, but you get to be inspired by them to go, oh, wait a minute. I am actually a loving energy. I get to see that the stress, anxiety, worry, or doubt wants to have power over me, and I get to welcome them. And instead of reacting from them, I get to take them as tools to go, oh, I am going to access that part of me that vibrates even more. That doesn't mean ignoring your feelings. That doesn't mean want to push them down and say, I'm bigger than you. I don't want to feel. I don't want to be the human. You don't get to be here. No, instead, you get to remember that they're part of life and you can laugh and you can be with them and you can feel them. And then you can express yourself and tap into your vertical axis of being. Connect to what you're really all about. Thank you so much for playing with me and for receiving that. I'd love to hear how you want to express yourself moving forward. And if that was a way to help gain perspective for you and help you interact and align with, well, who you're here to be and how you're here to express yourself at a deep level. I love to express myself like this through the Be Happy Now show and through all of my soul connection coaching offerings. I even have the Soul Connector Circle, which is a community of like souls. And I get to share with you daily pocket coaching messages. So imagine it as a mini Be Happy Now show content in messages between 1 minute and 5 minutes, and you receive them daily. It's like really having me in your pocket, and we get to communicate every day if you want to. And if you don't, you just receive the message and you're on your way to living your life in full expression of who you're here to be. So if you're interested in the Soul Connector Circle, go to soulconnectorcircle.com and use the code RADIO50 to benefit from joining the Soul Connector Circle with your first month at 50% off. The regular price is $99 a month. So that would mean that you would have it at $49.50 for the first month. So cool. I hope that you join us. And please like, subscribe, leave a review, 5 stars anywhere you hear the Be Happy Now show. That helps spread the word, that helps people to know about the Be Happy Now show. And it helps me share the word about connecting to that soul essence, to our beingness, so that we can have ripple effects in the world and be out of the story, out of worry, out of stress and anxiety, and just be in more alignment with more ease and flow and happiness and joy in our day. Thank you for being here. I'll talk to you again soon. Bye. You've been listening to the Be Happy Now show with me, Claudia Sam. Flex your soul connection muscle and be your inner guide to fulfillment and purpose. Tune in live every Thursday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern on transformationtalkradio.com. You are worthy of being you and of connecting to what stops you from living the life you are meant to live. Access more soul connection coaching at ClaudiaSamCoaching.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.